This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
And worse, both for the economy and for what I care about, the human numbers, as this coronavirus outbreak continues to take too many lives and, frankly, too many people coming down with it. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. And so here we are at the doorstep again. U.S. deaths from the coronavirus top 1,000, and most who have died are older than 70, but the virus is also killing younger people, so make no mistake about it. New Orleans has become such a hot zone, and part of that because the Mardi Gras rolled on, and the mayor there furious that there were warnings, but they didn't get them. The markets, Asian markets, and U.S. futures have dipped. There are some silver linings. I'm not going to talk about that right at the top because we've also seen some terrible behavior. While so many are chalking sidewalk with messages and putting signs in their front yard and putting bears in the window, and you've got teachers having parades through their classroom neighborhoods to let the kids know they're thinking about them because they're all online. You also have people that think it's some kind of a crazy laughing matter. There's a coronavirus pranks that are kind of on the upswing. There was that Pennsylvania woman that a lot of people are talking about who ruined about $35,000 worth of groceries by intentionally coughing all over them. Then there was the man accused of licking Walmart items in a coronavirus prank. He was charged with terrorist threats. So right now in our virtual green room, and to kick us off at the top, is Dr. Carol Lieberman. She joins us from the Beverly Hills area, so we go to the West Coast. And Dr. Lieberman, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you. Good evening.
And so I've seen you many times talking about all kinds of things, but we haven't talked with you about bad behavior in the middle of a pandemic, for goodness sake. What do you think is the psychology behind these people, like the woman and the guy I mentioned, who are doing these disturbing pranks?
It's fear. It is a reaction to fear. It's a reaction to all of the media that is nonstop sending the message, we're all going to die. And it is really driving some people off the edge.
Right. So maybe it's people that might not normally display that kind of behavior that have just gone to a place that they never thought they could go to?
Well, you know, I mean, pranks are usually, I mean, there are people who like to do pranks and think it's very funny, and really, you know, really it's not, and particularly in the case of coronavirus, it's not. But it's their way of trying to pretend that they're not afraid. You know, it's like there's another example of case of these comedians who went on subway riders, who went on the subway, where they dressed in hazmat suits and they poured a bucket of Kool-Aid in a New York City subway. You know, needless to say, the people were obviously, you know, really terrified about that. and there's also, have you heard about the hackers who have been hacking into various Zoom and Skype?
Yes.
Teachers, you know, with porn and hate messages. And
yeah.
Different kinds of crazy noises. It's a bravado. It's a way of trying to pretend that they're not scared while scaring other people. You know, seeing other people get so scared makes them feel better, that they're not alone, that they're really in control of the situation, a situation that that none of us really feel in control of.
Boy, isn't that the truth? And as I said this, you're on the West Coast, Doc, and I'm going to tell people about your background. You're a board-certified psychiatrist. You've got a master's in public health. You are the recipient of the NIMH Fellowship in Epidemiology for your research, UCLA research, on how to use the media to prevent and treat physical and mental disorders. So there's a lot of directions we could go here, including with your background. First of all, what are you seeing on the West Coast? What are you seeing in California, as there's been more of that shelter in place that started days before so many others?
Yes, our mayor in Los Angeles and our governor in California, they are doing things that are really, taking people's liberties away. Now, granted, theoretically, it would flatten the curve, as they say, the fewer people that can get infected at once, then that means that there would be more equipment and so on, more medical care available. But at the same time, what I'm really concerned about is how so many decisions are being made rashly, really not based upon a lot of information. You know, things like in California, they're letting out the inmates. The inmates are running the city.
Wow.
They're letting out the inmates and, and telling us to stay at home. And it's interesting because not everybody is listening to that, really. It's not as bad as in Florida, where, the people on spring break gathered on the beach and so on, although there are people who are coming on the beaches in California, but they're trying to, they're putting more rules in place to stop that. But it's really, it's just that we're sacrificing a lot. I mean, that, like liberty or like isolation, part, some of what is driving people crazy, besides the media telling, with gloom and doom all the time, telling us we're all going to die.
Right.
Besides that, there are so many other things that this can have an impact on, of course, the economy and so on. And isolation can really cause lots of problems. I mean, the thing about stressing people out with not letting them go out in nature, with telling them to stay in, isolation and loneliness themselves have a higher lethality rate. I mean, we'll have to see at the end, but potentially have a higher lethality than the coronavirus. So there are trade-offs, and what I'm concerned about is that not enough is being thought about and talked about in regard to these trade-offs, in regard to how, for example, the stress of all of this, of a lot of the media that we're hearing, all the different gloom and doom scenarios, the stress lowers our immune system. And with lowered immune system, of course, we're more susceptible to getting the coronavirus.
Right.
These kinds of things are not really being thought of all the way through. And so that's kind of the thing that, and yes, I mean, I actually coined a term called copicide, suicide, based on
because of that. Yeah.
And desperation because of various things related to the coronavirus. And we're going to be seeing more of that.
Yeah, which is so sad. You're terrific. We'll have you back on again. Thanks for that, Dr. Carol Lieberman. We appreciate you. Stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
Hang with us. We're coming your way down the pike next.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
I think it's going to happen pretty quickly. A lot of progress is made, but we got to go back to work. We may take sections of our country, we may take large sections of our country that aren't so seriously affected, and we may do it that way, but we've got to start the process pretty soon.
We have approved a technology that allows one ventilator to serve two patients, what they call splitting, which is where you add a second set of tubes to a ventilator to do two patients. It's not ideal, but we believe it's workable.
All right, so that's what's happening in New York. You have the president saying we got to get back to work in some cases and some spaces. Then you have the New York governor saying we are in trouble here and we don't have enough ventilators. The number of coronavirus patients on ventilators doubling at a New York City hospital. Hey, hey, everybody. I'm going to be the person that gives you some of the skinny on some of the numbers that we're seeing. So in this show, you know, I say it all the time. It's about what's happening in your backyard and mine. So what are the great things that are happening? What are neighbors doing for neighbors? And where are we being lifted up? And then what are the things that we're seeing? And what does it look like now with the totals? Because I think that's super, super important. So here's a scoop on New York City. New York City had 84 coronavirus-related deaths on Thursday as the cases, of course, there continue to rise. It's not a surprise. We knew that. We knew it was going to be the hot zone. The governor knew that. Everybody knew that because of New York and the amount of people, et cetera. And the de Blasio administration, the mayor there, said that there were 1,200 39 new COVID-19 cases. So the total of people infected there, 23,112, and altogether 365 people have died. So that's the biggest loss of life. And of course, medical personnel, I mean, bravo, you have to applaud them. And they are the caretakers. They are the front line. They are the heroes. They really are. Sometimes I think we throw the hero word around loosely. This is not loose. They are amazing what they're doing, working so many extra hours with their own families, maybe being at jeopardy where they quarantine themselves when they go into the house sometimes. But it's disastrous in the New York hospitals because they're overwhelmed by the virus, as you have so many New Yorkers that are going to the hospitals. You have the first responders that are getting ill. And the pandemic, of course, has been rough and challenging. And I think this, like I said, was obviously expected because it's really been the epicenter of our outbreak in this country. And the confirmed cases and you know, what we've seen from there, you think of New York City and you think of, you know, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island. Remember, all those islands comprise New York. That's what I call it. Boroughs comprise New York. And Queens has been the most infected per capita with the people that live there, with about 0.32% of what they call the borough's residents coming down with the virus. Now, New Orleans, I've mentioned a lot on this show, and I've said this many, many times. I have spent some great moments of my life in New Orleans. Probably some of you listening to me have done that. I mean, the Big Easy for the vibrant people, the culture, the just a melting pot of you know, everything I think you want to see. I mean, and everybody saw that in Mardi Gras. And unfortunately, it went from the parties over to the pandemic because Mardi Gras has fueled the coronavirus outbreak. And it's because Mardi Gras went on, and if they had known, and that's part of the questioning, well, wait a second, what was happening in January? Why wasn't this canceled? Because you had a million bead-catching people celebrating, throwing beads to each other. So that, of course, is going to spread. And now these cases are popping up all over Louisiana as of Thursday. And this is changing as this leaves my lips. And this is the up-to-date numbers I have. 2,305 cases, 83 deaths related to the coronavirus. This is in Louisiana. About two-thirds of the cases and deaths in the New Orleans metro area during the first 2 weeks of the known infections. The virus was just coursing through Louisiana at just an incredible rate. So the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus is well over 1,000. And it's tough. I mean, you know, to me, when you say that number, that doesn't really describe, though, what's happened to people's lives when they couldn't be with the person who went into the hospital and didn't come out. And it really spans all kinds of people, like Terrence McNally, the famous playwright. I talked about him. You have Alvy Simmons, a father of two and a hospital worker in New York. You have Elizabeth Wells, a grandmother who sang in her church choir in Georgia. So this is a virus that does not discriminate. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter your gender, your race, any of that. And I think initially so many of us thought, oh, this is going to nail, sadly, our grandmothers or grandfathers, all of that. We have to be so careful because of what happened in King County, Washington, the epicenter of the outbreak, and all the updates that we kept getting for the people that were dying at the Life Care Center nursing home in Kirkland. And of the 87 deaths, 37 were associated with Life Care, right? So the demographics have changed a little bit, that because, yes, there are people who are older who are dying from it, but there are definitely younger people as well. So it's not necessarily as plain as day as we thought it was initially. So the president, you heard there, plans to open parts of the U.S. while governors in some of the more hard-hit states see more work that's needed, and they're worried about some of the catastrophic events and repercussions that could happen. It's all about mapping the virus's spread and where it's headed and looking at that and calculating it and trying to, you know, figure it out. And hopefully, as so many of you have certainly hit me up in my mailbags, which you can do, katedelaneyradio.com, or you can jump on the phone line, 855-266-5283. You're doing your part to try to flatten the curve, and you've sent in lots of great emails about what people are doing in your neighborhood, some really incredibly uplifting things and clever ideas with virtual happy hours and kids parties and all of that. And then also just chipping in to help the first responders when they didn't have masks and they don't, and when they need something else. And that's what it's all about. It's the human connection, right? So how do we flatten the curve? And it's, the answer is hashtag stay home. Stay home, especially if you're in an area that's a hot spot. Because if you're in Chicago and you decide, well, you know what, I'm going to go outside, I'm going to do what I want to do, they're going to maybe even arrest you, but they are certainly going to fine you if they find you. Because as they've seen their cases spread, and the idea, again, being back to stopping the dominoes from falling. I talked about this the other day, that I talked to an epidemiologist who specifically talked to me about the fact that the two strains made this much more difficult, because you have human to human and animal to human. And so that's changed this a little bit. All right, what about our normal lives? Like I said, a lot of things are happening through video. People are arranging parties, and people are connecting with friends. People are doing business that way. I've always been a big proponent of Zoom, so that was nothing new for me. I do that because I like to see the person's face, even though I love radio and audio. And, of course, even with that, there, you can certainly share pictures and behind the scenes. And we're going to start to do that on this show, by the way, and I'll tell you where you can find that if you're curious what the studio's like and Manshore and all of that. But what about a first date? What do you do if you're single, you're in your 20s, you could be older too, and you want to date? You're like, well, you know, pandemic be damned. I'm going to date. I'm going to put myself out there. So how do you do that? Guess who we have coming up with us? Yeah, we have the, I'm going to call her the Doctor of Love. Her name is Maria Romano, and she is all about true love knots. She's a speaker, entrepreneur, and licensed minister of love. I love that. Licensed minister of love. So she's going to tell us, what is that like? How do you date when there's social distancing? I think that would be so tough. She's next.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's not a surprise, but a big blow to the U.S. economy as unemployment claims soar because of coronavirus closures. 3.3 million claims filed last week on Capitol Hill. The House expected to vote on the $2 trillion stimulus bill or federal rescue plan Friday. It's not a clean bill and loaded with other expensive line items that have nothing to do with the coronavirus. New York Governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo says there's not enough money in the package for his state, which has the most amount of coronavirus cases. Cuomo calling the bill irresponsible and reckless. Meanwhile, President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing on help coming to New York City, the USNS Comfort.
I told the governor, Governor Cuomo, that the ship will be arriving at New York Harbor on Monday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Love, but with social distancing and in the middle of a pandemic where we have no idea when we're really going to be able to circulate again. So she's in our virtual red room. We made it red just for her. And I'm talking about Maria Romano. She is the founder of True Love Knots. She designed the program specifically to help those looking for love later in life. She's an ordained minister and a highly sought after speaker as well. So Maria, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Hi, how are you? And I love that opening. Woo!
That's right, Love Shack. But there's no new Love Shacks going on because what do you do when all of a sudden, I mean, you know, you're, people are out there now, younger people and older people, where you're swiping left or right and all that kind of stuff. And so we've got different scenarios of speed dating, but you're not going to go meet for dinner or coffee or breakfast or any of that because we aren't doing that. You know, we're sheltering in place. So what are your suggestions to continue to be out there or put yourself out there?
Well, what I first start off with is, you know, remember, the government is recommending that you practice social distancing. But it doesn't mean you have to be socially distant. And today, you don't have to put your dating life on pause because you can utilize the internet to help you continue with your dating life.
Mm. All right, so don't put it on pause. Just figure out how to use a different tool, right? You could do face-to-face like Zoom or Skype or any of that.
Well, first, yes, but you really need to take the time to start off with and actually launch your profile and pictures on at least two different dating apps. And that's the first thing, because nobody's going to know you're out there, right, Kate, unless you're on an app.
Right,
and that's
right.
The first thing. And that's a hurdle for some people, because some people are still a little resistant. They're afraid. They think they're going to be taken advantage of. And yes, that can happen to people. But if you have the right information, you're able to be very successful on those dating apps.
Well, I like that. Put yourself out there, get the stuff right. And, you know, I know people on both ends of the spectrum. I have a cousin who was younger and met the love of his life that way. And I have a great friend who is in her 70s. I swear she looks like she's 50. She met a fantastic guy. She's engaged and she's going to get, you know, married. So it does work, but you have to put yourself out there, right, no matter what the situation.
And you know, and with this, what's happening today, you know, with COVID-19, you have people questioning, like, gosh, you know, I don't want to be alone anymore. I do want to find love. So you're going to have this big push where people are actually going to start stepping out of their comfort zone and take that chance. Because some people, again, they're resistant. But, yes, by using those apps are so important. When I started as a minister 10 years ago and I started marrying people, I asked, what's your love story? And they would look down at their feet, look up at me and say, don't tell anybody we met on a dating app. And right. And now what's happening is when you meet them, oh, we met on Match. We went on OkCupid, whatever it is. So this is a lot more acceptable today. And people should be comfortable. And look what's happening today. We're now doing Zoom right all over and
yeah.
FaceTime and Skype with what's going on.
Yeah, that's true. So what made you decide you're going to be an ordained minister and jump into the marrying game?
I was in the rent-a-car business for many years, and we sold our rent-a-car company, my late husband and I at the time. You know, we got out by the skin of our teeth right after that 2008 downfall, and I needed to do something, and I went to a wedding in Las Vegas at the country club there, and I saw a woman perform. I said, I can do this. So what I did is I got my license, and through the county, and then I put together a mock wedding in my backyard. So I made a CD, put together a resume, and I practiced, and then I went out to all the chapels around town and dropped off my little press kit, and that's how I started.
So you got to take us back. What was the first ceremony you did? What was that like for you?
It was awful. We've gotten so much better. I forgot to tell everybody to sit down. It's the first one. It was good. I think I was so nervous. But, you know, when you go through and you do so many of them, you recognize that it's not – I think it's just like even public speaking when you start with that. You're too busy worried about how you stand. It's really about being authentic. And nowadays, you know, I have people coming up and kissing me. So my ceremony has definitely evolved. But, you know, with that said, I lost my husband Frank in 2012. And then I found myself in the dating arena. And I still am, but I haven't been actively. But I found out that there's a lot of people out there that really are lonely and they don't know what to do and they kind of need somebody to hold their hand. That's why I'm there, because I want to help them feel confident and be their coach and so they can get out there and find love again.
Right. So for people listening, because here's what I think, you know, I'm reading these stories that, oh, more people are going to get divorced because now they're seeing things about their spouse and they're stuck together. But I also think when people come out of hibernation, because we will get through this, we're in it together. You and I both know that. And Maria. So once we come out of this, I think there's going to be people that are really going to really say, I'm going to be out there. I'm looking for love. And I think you're going to see more marriages. So if somebody's in that space right now, what can they do to get themselves ready?
Well, right now what they can do is, this is the perfect time, is they can work on who they are and what they're looking for in a partner. And that's the first thing that I always tell clients, is you need to take some time, some quiet time, and just examine who you are. Because most of us have led our lives, Kate, where we've worn different hats. We might be a mom, a dad, you know, we could be a doctor, a lawyer, whatever it is. And now we have to take off our hats and we're looking at finding love again. So who we have to delve into who we actually are, and then think about what we're looking for in a relationship. And also, you have to take it one step further, is you need to make sure that you take the time to get rid of those residuals from your past relationships, because you don't need to carry that into your next relationship.
Oh, that's so good, because a lot of people do that. They carry over whatever it is, good, bad, judgment, whatever, the whole thing. So the more authentic, the more you can get rid of your baggage, the more you learn to love yourself, right? You have a better chance of attracting someone.
Well, right, and I have a three-part course that you can either buy it online, or I actually teach it through Zoom video. But, and I also go out and give people, you know, more or less like a Reader's Digest version. But you need to be yourself, and that's what we just said, love yourself. And then you need to put it all together and rock yourself. And it's almost as if you're reinventing yourself. You are inventing a brand, and that's what it's about. And that's what people, they're a little resistant, because when they're online, they don't necessarily want to write a profile about themselves. And this is what I tell them. It's just like a resume. You highlight the skill sets you have, and you highlight your accomplishments, and the same thing when you're writing your profile. It is nothing. You're not bragging. You're just highlighting in very nice ways who you are, what you are, and what you're looking for.
Oh, that's a good way to say that. All right. So tell us about one of the favorite weddings you performed. The favorite that you did so far.
Oh well. Okay. This is my favorite, and I use this a lot when I'm talking. 2 years ago, I performed a wedding over at the Silver Sky Chapel, which is known as the Link on the Strip. It was Valentine's Day.
Mm.
It was my last wedding of the day, and I think I did about 12 or 13 at the time.
Wow.
This one just really resonates. And here was a woman, and she was a cougar. She was 92 years old. 92.
Wow.
And her groom was 87.
That's great.
She walked down the aisle on a scooter, and he was in a walker. They met 8 months earlier at an assisted living, and they couldn't keep their hands off of each other. Could you imagine that?
Wow.
So love has no age limits, and that was my favorite.
Boy, no kidding.
Ceremony.
Boy, that's awesome. I love that story. All right, so if somebody wants to find you, they just need to go to truelovenots.com.
Yes, TrueLoveKnots, KNOTS.com. And I also, I have a True Love Knots YouTube channel where I put up a video that teaches you and tells you what to do now in the socially distanced society and how you can date. And I have a step-by-step video of what you can do to launch yourself, pictures, moving to talking to somebody, setting up a meet and greet on Zoom or whatever platform, and then having dates online. And it's fun. There's a lot of things you can do.
Wow, I love that. All right, so you can do a lot of different things. So don't be shy. Get out there and do it. Go check out that YouTube channel and get some more specifics on that. Maria, thanks so much for hanging with us. Great. So, you know, it's interesting in this whole social distancing dating thing, like we said, how do you do it? I mean, and she's got it. She's got it laid out for you. I think you get ready for it, too. That's why I asked that question, is some people might feel like they're not ready for it. So now's the time to take the leap. I always say take the leap and the net will find you. That's really the best way to do it. Just take the leap. All right, coming up on the show, a couple of things. One, as I mention all the time, the mailbag is so full, and you've had lots of comments about COVID-19, telling me about things you're doing in your neighborhood to lift up the neighborhood, what you're doing to fight boredom, what you're doing on the work front, because so many people now are working from home. We're headed there next. Meet you in the mailroom.
shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Yes, the mailbag is full, full, full. You're not surprised by that. Let's go to this one. This is from Sally, who is listening to us in New Orleans. And Sally says, Kate, oh, my gosh, it breaks my heart to see what's happened to this city and this amazing state that you talk of, that you've spent time in. And you would definitely appreciate that because people are just flabbergasted as to why we didn't cancel, although nobody would ever wants to do it, but why they didn't cancel our huge Mardi Gras, because perhaps more people would have been safe. More people would have been safe outside of New Orleans, by the way, not just in New Orleans, if that had happened. Yeah, that's, I mean, of course, that's the head shaker, and that's what we've heard from so many people right now. And I want to give a big shout out to WGSO 990 AM. They carry the show, and I've heard from many people listening to us on that station as to what it's been like for you and what it's been like in the surrounding areas in Louisiana. And then, of course, here's the thing. You know, you look at what the Texas governor had to say, and the Texas governor, of course, doesn't want the overflow from people escaping from New Orleans. So the Texas governor mandated a 2-week quarantine for air travelers from New York and New Orleans. About 1,400 Texans have tested positive for the coronavirus. 18 have died. 100 are hospitalized. So he's saying if you come by plane from those areas, you can expect that. And there's been about 21,000 people in the state that have been tested as of Thursday, and a little bit more than that. And I gave you those numbers. So this is an executive order mandating that. But, of course, flying is one thing, but a lot of people would drive from, especially New Orleans, if they wanted to drive in that way. But they say anyone coming in, they will have these orders that they'll be quarantined in the house, hotel, where they're staying, wherever it is. But they won't be able to visit public sites or have any visitors or any of that kind of stuff. And he's saying they're being so serious about this that if you violate the quarantine, you'll be fined up to $1,000 on 180 days in jail. And so the idea being that it's not going to spread if they put that out there. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Dan. And Dan says, Kate, you know, it's interesting when we look at the politics of the day and we see the disagreements from the White House and we see the disagreements from other officials about what's being done. I think the big problem is everybody wants a timeline in reality. Everybody in the media wants to be able to say when is this going to be over? What do you know? And of course, the president, who can blame him, wants to be able to say that. And so do the governors, so do many other people. But the answer is a virus is going to do what a virus is going to do. And I heard that on your show from the CDC doctor who is frequently quoted. It's Fauci who you're thinking of, so Anthony Fauci. And I think he's dead on about that. Like, we have to leave the timetable alone. Most people like to have control. You're not going to have control. I think that's part of the frustration, right? Because you want control. I mean, this is something we all battle in our lives with anything. If you have kids and you see them doing something, you think, oh, if they just don't do this, you want control. You want control over what's happening in many areas of your life. But that's a myth. We don't really have control. The more you breathe and give that up, the better, I think, the better you live. And it's no doubt really trying for anyone pushing to try to find a date, because we don't know. We can look at the flatten the curve. We can look at other nations and what's happened. But we haven't hit the max in some cases. This is why the Texas governor's warning, all of that, because the virus is transmitted. And who comes in, who has the virus, and who gets infected, and how do they get it? I mean, that jumping jacks of trying to connect all the dots, who did they come in contact with and where were they, is what is so the tracing part is what is so difficult, but what is also so important about this. And you know, you get this bailout package, which, you trust me, you'll get, probably many of you get a check in the mail, and you know, we go from there, and it's tough because of unemployment. In fact, we're going to have somebody who's coming up in our next hour who I have so much respect for. His name is Elling Halverson, and he's done some incredible things in his life, including founding a helicopter company, Papillion Group, where he came up with the quietest helicopter at one point in the world, the Whisper Jet, and people told him he couldn't do that, and then NASA wanted it. So anyway, the bottom line of telling you this is he had to temporarily lay off 525 people. And so you got to think of all the industries that are being hit hard by this, and the bailout will help. But you know, it's interesting, the cruise lines, they were left out of the bailout package. I think some in the cruise industry thought they were going to get a piece of that $500 billion bailout, but the top cruise companies aren't located in America, so they're not going to get that money. They're not part of the stimulus bill, because one of the things that, when it was passed by the Senate, says that to be eligible for aid for the money, companies have to be certified as created or organized in the United States or under the laws of the United States, as well as having significant operations in and a majority of employees based in the U.S. So that would cut out a lot of people, because you think of the cruise lines, and to staff their ships, the companies rely on foreign workers from the Philippines, Indonesia, India, and having their headquarters overseas has allowed them not to have to pay federal tax and avoid some of the U.S. regulations. So now I think they're realizing, the Cruise Lines International Association, which is the industry's trade group, I think they're realizing they're not included in the package, and they're meeting with, you know, having conversations with the vice president and et cetera, and wondering what can be done. And then some of the travel agencies, small businesses and independent operators supported by the cruise industry, now they could be eligible for relief. So see, this big stimulus package will definitely be parceled out in many, many different ways. And some people will be left out of it and some would be included in it. All right, let's go to this one from Mac. Mac says, hey, Katester, what are you doing for fun? I think I heard you say that your husband just had a birthday and that you also had an anniversary. So I'm wondering, not being able to go out to dinner, did you do something else in lieu of that? You know, the anniversary, no, because they all have come together so quickly. For his birthday, I made him a yellow cake with chocolate icing. And he says, because we don't eat like that anymore, right? So we're not, you know how that is when you make a cake, especially when you're pretty much, you know, you're staying at home. You're going to walk by that cake how many times? And he said he ate too much of the cake, and he thinks it just made him sick. He liked it, but then since he hadn't had it, he ate too much of it. And a lot of people are complaining about that, you know, food, glorious food. There's, in the words of Oliver, when he didn't have enough, there, now that's the thing. So people are stressed. People are at home. People are into the chips a little bit more and all that kind of stuff. So you got to do planking, or you got to do squats, or you got to do, I don't know, something to get a little bit of exercise, or do the thing where when no one's around, if you're allowed, depending on the city, suburb, or rural area, I would imagine, where you live, to walk, you know, just go and walk, take a walk, something to get moving. I think that's what's very, very difficult for people, the fact that there is no place to go, right? That there's very few things you can do other than in your house. But I love the little meme I saw about, yeah, World War II, they sacrificed for their country. We're sacrificing for our country by sitting on the couch and watching Netflix. What would they think? I can only imagine what my grandfather, who served, what he would think if he saw and heard some of what's happened that we talked about at the beginning of the show. Be kind, be good to each other. Mahalo, everybody.
Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone
when fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.